Simon Tov Kuf Pei Hei Rabbois Da Birkas HaShoifa. Ibgidin, hello. Birkas HaShoifa, the bracha of the Shoifa, Rabbosai. Rabbosai, we're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah, you know that? It's getting closer, you know, once you feel it. Tzorich Litgam Omod. Okay, so first of all, the first halacha is that the blowing the Shoifa needs to take place Mo'umot, whilst standing. Yeah, why so? Not only the blowing of the shofar needs to be whilst standing, but also the bracha also needs to be recited while standing. So the blowing, which is the actual mitzvah, and the bracha also needs to be said while standing. Now, the question is, what if you're not standing, but you're not sitting? You're reclining, leaning on something. And that's really, that could be sometimes very relevant, because we are generally looking at these, halachic status of somebody who is leaning. We know that often you've got to stand. All right, so I understand that sitting is no good. What if you're leaning? Nishtahin, nishtahe.
So if you take it away, it's
cool. Very good. So this is what Mishnah is going to teach us now, but I have a question on that. Kosev HaMogen Avraham means if cotton base, but I'm skipping the first three lines. Kosev HaMogen Avraham, lefizeh en litzmech al shum dover b'oifen, shem yinotel oisoy dover yipoil. You may not lean on something if, and that's the definition, Rabbi Yisai. If you take it away, you'd fall. That kind of standing, Rabbi Yisai, is considered sitting. Again, if you lean on something in a way that, if you take that item away, you'd fall, it's as if you're sitting. Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, but Yevet, Avim Tukam Yushav Legamri, also if a person is sitting altogether, be yotzer. So obviously, somebody who is also b'diavad is yotzer, but it would be considered sitting. That's the point. Only lechatchila. What about the? So everything we said so far is with regards to the baal tekiah, the person blowing the shofar. What about the listening majority, the public, the community, the kehila? So they need to stand or they can sit? Because Shemei Kohen Me'atzibur Hashem Me'atkiyos Lo Yitrichom La'amoit Mishum Kovod HaTzibur. He said, no, they don't really need to stand. Really, they don't need to stand. It's just a Kovod HaTzibur issue that they should be standing. But really, in terms of the Halach of the Tkiyos, doesn't require them to stand. But it's just the Kovod HaTzibur element. Rabbi Yisai, I want to look at this Halach for a minute, about this, if you'd put it away, you'd fall. I never really understood what that means. Can you explain to me what that means? Because it's very relevant for many other areas of halacha as well. How about that? If you take this item away, you'd fall. That's considered. So look at me now. If you look at me now, I'm leaning on the stander. Now, if I would pull away the, would that be good enough or not? If I pull away the stander, would that be considered? What would happen if you pull away the stander? What? You want to see? So, yeah. Well,
it doesn't mean you pull yourself up, does that? Obviously.
Oh, so that's what I'm not sure about. If you'd pull away the stander now, when I'm not looking, then what would happen is, well, the zoomers would be actually the ones noticing first. But what would happen then is that I would probably try to catch myself, and I wouldn't actually fall down. So, is that considered good enough or not? In other words, there's two. If the recovery element is considered, would you take that into consideration or not?
You're relying on the stand to keep you up. At this point.
Yeah, and that would be considered.
That's considered Yeshiva.
Right, that's interesting.
I think.
Yeah, and you could be right. I don't know. I was never. I never had clarity in this. Pardon? There are people who are leaning so much onto something that even if you pull away the stand, there's no chance of them recovering themselves, and they will fall flat on their nose. As opposed to, if you have your, if you, is the recovery considered?
Someone's prayer
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. It would sound a bit of an awkward position to blow the shofar like this. Yeah, I'm more looking at the general. You're right. But this halacha of it would work. Yeah, I don't know. Now, the next halacha that the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama is teaching us, that's an interesting one. It's a very, very important minhag that one blows the shofar. Where? By the bima. Why? Have you noticed? It's always done by the bima. Why?
Central,
you mean for acoustic reasons. Yeah, central, everybody can hear. Yeah, the Mishnah says there's more than that. And that is what the Mishnah says in Cotton Gimel. B'mokim shekoyin, kidei she'schus ha-toira yogein oleinu. Because the schus of the toira should protect us. La'aloi zichoneinu lefonov letoiva. It is a classic mashkiach Mishnah with that. A classic. So the schus of the tzki, what? Yeah, so the bima is really where you read the Torah from, and that. What I heard from it's a classic mashkiach, but I think it's a beautiful addition that. So Avraham Shmulevitz, he said it either in the name of his father Avraham Shmulevitz or in the name of his mashkiach Reb Chatzkel, I'm not sure who he said in the name of, but he did say. Well, in Yeshiva, he said it numerous times. He said, well, that's only if the Torah, it only works if the Torah is really... Obviously, you've got to make sure that there is enough schosim of the Torah. It's got to have a schos... You're doing by the bima because the schos of the Torah should help. Well, what schos of what Torah? It must be that you've learned Asmada and there is a schos of the Torah there. If Cholila, that particular Besmadosh did not use the... Doesn't have a schus ha-Torah because they didn't learn and didn't. So that's not going to be a schus of the Torah. On the contrary, maybe the opposite. Chas v'sholem. So therefore, he said that it's a nachayis on the tzibur to ensure that there's a schus ha-Torah in that particular place. I know it's not it's a classic mashkiach approach, but the Mishnah continues and says, "V'roi liten litzkoa letzadik v'hogon." It is right and proper that the tzaddik should be blowing the shofar. A tzaddik should blow the shofar. Somebody who is elch. Ubilvad shalei machlokes b'davar, but at least there should be no tension about who is the blow. You know, there's always one of the most ironic machlokes. Is he a tzaddik? Yes or no? Give in your vote. You know? So that's it, you know, is that leads to a bit of a funny. So he says, there should be no machlokes about it. It should be unanimous. Whoever blows the shofar should be unanimous. should have intention to be moitzi the tzibu, which is a very basic level of kavana, but that's what he should have at least. Before he blows the shofar, a bracha should be recited. What's the bracha? Lishmoya koil shofar, to hear the blowing of the voice, how should we call it, the koil. It's not the voice. It's the sound. That's it. The sound of the shofar. There's no difference at all. Whether he makes the bracha for himself, or that he himself, the Baal Tukeh, Yotza is Yotza already. Makes no difference. He's blowing for himself, blowing for others. You can make a bracha. If you're Yotza already, you're going to be moitzi others around you. You can make a bracha. And his goal is he can still recite both brachas. Now, what is interesting about the bracha, the wording, the nusach of the bracha, lishmaya koil shofar. What sounds interesting about the wording of the bracha? Very interesting indeed. What can you see from the wording of the bracha? Oh!
No, I was just saying the translation, sorry.
Yeah, there you go. The what? Lishmaya, to hear. Absolutely. You're quite right. So here, there is an extensive machloikas, achroinim and rishoinim. What is the mitzvah of the blowing shofar? Is it the hearing, per se, the physical hearing, or is the mitzvah really to blow the shofar? And if the mitzvah is the blowing of the shofar, then everybody else is yotzer through a kind of shomei ka'oni kind of thing. Just like a person can make a bracha and be moitzi others, so it's as if everybody else recited it themselves. So also the shofar could have been, you could have argued the mitzvah is the blowing of the shofar, and everybody else is yoitze, him through me. Now, the bracha is evidence, seems to be evidence, the lishmoya kol shofar seems to be evidence that the mitzvah is the hearing of the sound of the shofar. Indeed, that's why we make the bracha of lishmoya kol shofar. Sivkot and dalim shabu says, yivoych lishmoya, roi tzalayim ha-shalo, yoyim ha-litkoya b'shofar. You don't make the bracha of liskoya, to blow the shofar. Telav betkia tal yemiltza. The mitzvah is not the blowing of the shofar, ela only b'shmiya. Yeah. So he probably, maybe he's yoitzer through the hearing himself.
How can he hear and do it at the same time? Concentrating on what he's blurring when he's doing the blur.
He's hearing what he's doing. I think that we also, when you talk, you also hear your voice whilst you're really concentrating on your articulation in your speech, in your vocalization. But it means you hear what you're doing. Is that, do you think, a comparison? Perhaps? But I know there is discussion. It's very clear. The Achronim do discuss it. And there is. I remember also in the Sugi, there was one Raya. Now that you're saying it, I remember when we were learning Masechus Hashanah, there was evidence that the Baal Tekeh, there was a Raya that the Baal Tekeh may be Yoitza, not through Shmir, but through Tekeh. There is definitely such a...
Is an Afkamina someone who's deaf?
Yeah, maybe that would be an Afkamina.
He's
deaf.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, Halacha Lemaisa, the Ramah teaches us that if a person is Yoitza already, he can't still make the Boch. Is that what we do? So in other words, if you go to blow Shofar for somebody who is in self-isolation, she said you blew the Shofar last year, right? So let's say you had been Mekayim the mitzvah prior to that, which was the case, I suppose, and you're going to blow the shofar for somebody else. Do you say the brachas, yes or no? That person you're blowing for has not been yoitzer the mitzvah, but you, as the Baal Tekeh, have been yoitzer. Do you recite the bracha, yes or no? So, what the Ramah says, what the Ramah just taught us now, is clearly that he can make a bracha, although you're yoitz already, he can make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah does say, pun. That's the general rule of Arvus. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bozeh. Which is loosely translated as, we all guarantors for each other. In other words, if you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar, I am also lacking in the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar. Globally speaking, I'm lacking in my mitzvah because you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet. Therefore, I am entitled to make a bracha. Does that make sense? Therefore, you could make a bracha, although you're yotza, as long as you're making a bracha for somebody that hasn't been yotza yet. The Mishavu doesn't like it so much. And he said in Sifkot Nehei, Yevachonim elu di b'oifen zeh shekva yotza tekeh ba'atzmo toiv yoysa shevo hachashoymim ba'atzmo n'shtei ha'boches. Better yet, if the person who has not been yoytza the boche, he should, or she, should make the boche herself, for himself. Now, so this is the ma'isa, it's a halacha ma'isa, halacha ma'isa. Whilst in reality you could make a boche, although you're yoytza already, it's better yet, the person who is listening, he should make the boche. Now, interesting Mishnah Berurah over here, which is the following question. What happens if you forgot, if you listen to the shofar, you know? Oh yeah, I forgot. Did I hear the shofar today or not? I totally forgot. Did I hear the shofar today or not? Was it, I'm not sure anymore. Was it, I know I went to shul, and I just forgot. It just, was I in shul during the shofar, or was I just out? It's a good kiddush, so maybe I just missed it. What if you're not sure if you've been yoitz in the mitzvah of tekiah shofar or not? What would you say? How can a person? I don't really know. I'm trying to figure out.
No, he might not know if he was. Maybe if he's not sure of the
No, I'm not going there. That was a different shaila. That is a different shaila. If you're not sure you're yotze, not that's a different shaila. I'm going clearly on a case. Don't know if I heard the shofar or not.
Why is that any different?
You'll see soon from the answer, because that's what I'm addressing at this stage. Rabbi said, if you're not sure if you heard the tekiyas or not, Mishnah Berurah says in its first wide line, Mishnah mistapik loim shema kol shofar, a person is not sure if you heard the kol shofar. It's the same halacha will apply not halulav. Don't know if I should halulav today or not. I know I did yesterday. And I also plan to do it tomorrow. I just don't know if I did it today. What did you do? Shake the lulav, yes or no? Says the Mishnah Berurah, "B'yom rishon shemina Torah on the first day, which is a Torah obligation." What would you say? Then at tekiya v'enim vorch, you make the, you do it, you take the plunge, you do it again. Sofik deraisa, as we say, sofik deraisa lechumra. U'v'yom sheini, but I have on the second day, which is only. It's a very big chiddush, because what do I say? If you're not sure you heard the shofar, first day, Sofik deraisa lechumra. Second day, it's Rabbanan. I know, but it's the speaker.
It's a bit higher than your second day.
Yeah, it is. I know you mean, you're giving it because, I know, Lemaisa, the fact that we have a second Yom Tov remains on a rabbinical level, despite the fact that the Shoresh and the Reiser, the Meister nowadays, it's a dub, but it's a level of the Abon nowadays, because we have the Luach, we have Kriyas, Haluach, Hamadois, we know that it's rabbinical only. Rabbi Isai, second day, if you're not sure if you shook the Lulav or not, second day, if you're not sure you blew the Shoresh or not, relax, chill out. No, not sure. It's a chiddush, because I would have said, how much time does it take? How much time does it take to blow the shofar? Max. I don't think it takes 10 minutes. That's including the... So I would have thought it's a sofek deraisa, which is easy to fulfill. We often say sofek deraisa, if you can't, it's sofek derabanan, if you can easily sort it out, we often say you should. Nevertheless, the Halacha Mishnah Berurah says, categorically, sofek derabanan lekula. Yes.
If it's a sofek deraisa, do you say the bracha then on the lulav?
No.
If you're in doubt?
No, good question. Don't. Very good question. The Mishnah Berurah says you do not recite the bracha. Why not? Why do we not say the bracha if it's a sofek deraisa nechumra? First day, we blow the shofar again, we shake the lulav again, but we don't make a bracha. Yeah, that's right, because there's a chumra over here of sofek brachas da'okel. Brachas is a deraisa in his own right. The issa. In other words, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, you can fulfill the mitzvah anyway, even without a bracha. Here you're jeopardizing perhaps, potentially a bracha levatola, which may be a deraisa or certainly a drabon. So you don't need to do it. You can fulfill the mitzvah without a bracha. You don't agree with that?
See, the bracha's rabbinic.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. There is poskim who disagree. The poskim said that once you've got a chiyuv of doing a deraisa, you should make a bracha. But Mishnah Berurah is machmir. He says you shouldn't make a bracha.
Same with the lulav.
You'll shake the lulav without a bracha.
So is it the rabbanon or the raisa, the bracha?
Rabbinical.
So why then wouldn't you say it? Again, if you weren't, it's not bracha about Tony. If you say it, if it's rabbanon the bracha, not the raisa, why would you not say it then again?
Can you fulfill the mitzvah without the bracha?
Yeah.
So why would you want to make it? Why would you why would you put yourself in danger of being over
Nissa? Then logically, why would you need to say bracha in the first place then?
Because generally speaking, it's a mitzvah to make it to say a bracha. But over here, you may be saying it the bracha levatala, which is an issa drabonon. If you have fulfilled the mitzvah already. Right, okay. That's no point. According to the Mishnah Berurah, in many places, to say a bracha without Shemalchus is not considered, there is no point. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi said we'll continue tomorrow the second part of the Ramah. We'll do that tomorrow. I want to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned that one should stand whilst blowing the shofar, as well as one should stand whilst reciting the bracha. We discussed this halacha about reclining and leaning, and we said that somebody reclines in a way that you'd fall. That's considered like sitting. We also learned that the place that one should blow the shofar is by the by the beam. Why? Because the Schus HaTorah is Megan. We also learned that before the blowing of the shofar, one should recite the bracha. The wording, the nusach of the bracha is the Shema Kol Shofar. And we also said you're going to make a Shechionu. We'll talk more about these brachas. We said also you can, that's a really crucial halacha, you can make the brachas even if you are Yotze already and you're making the brachas, you're blowing the shofar for somebody else, not being Yotze, you can still say the bracha because of Arvus. Klal Yisrael is Arev and Zebazeh. So you can make a bracha despite the fact that you're not Chayv already. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, bet yet they should make the bracha themselves. We also learned that somebody who's in a Sofek, who's saying Sofek Derayis Elechoma, therefore on the first day, one should, if you're not sure if you've fulfilled the mitzvah or not, you should shake the lulav and blow the shofar if you're not sure if you've fulfilled the mitzvah. Second day onwards, it's Olim Derabonon, Sofek Derabonon Lekula, you don't have to do the mitzvah again. Right, that's it. Tomorrow we'll continue with the second part of this halachos. Right, good evening, Abbas.